Hour number two kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some hour two headlines. What do you got, Cody?
Okay, great. Thanks, John. Lamar Jackson has officially requested trade from the Ravens.
Says he's out.
Says he's done with Baltimore. I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl, he tweeted, adding Ravens fans are great, but I had to make a business decision, best for my family and I.
Love the Ravens fans. I hate John Harbaugh and that stupid organization, though, is what he said.
Love the fans, hate everyone else. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore Flock Nation and the entire state.
I've never heard of Baltimore Flock Nation.
Me neither.
Sounds a little bit like Smokey the Dog Nation.
You'll see me again, he says. Ooh, could that mean he'll be going somewhere in the division? I don't think so.
Titans.
Colts are the betting favorite.
Colts are the betting
Here's
favorite.
Here's a performance that...
That would stink. Wouldn't be a fan of that happening.
Let me ask you this off the top of your head. Can you tell me the best basketball performance of the weekend?
Oh, yes. I watched it live. I was pumped.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was locked in. Where Those are my two girls.
Zach LaVine, probably.
All right. So Cam knows where I'm going with this.
Zach LaVine really lit up the Lakers. That was a big
I don't know who that is, but the Iowa women's basketball team advanced to the Final Four over the weekend, and Caitlin Clark, their best player, she's the best player in the whole country. Yeah, yeah. She delivered big time.
What a legend
in the game! 41 points. She records the first 40-point triple-double in a men's or women's tournament game. It lifted Iowa, by the way, over Louisville, 97-83 to get to the Final Four. But she had a triple-double.
97-83, so they just beat the hell out of them, kind of?
Kind of. Yeah.
Louisville had a little comeback, but they couldn't stop her.
She finished with 41 points, 11 of 19 shooting. She also had 12 assists and 10 rebounds. She scored or assisted on 70%. Or on a 70 of Iowa's 97 points, which is 72%.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Her and that little crazy girl with the braids from Louisville were going back and forth a little bit, but it's fun.
That little honey.
Yeah, I was locked in. I was locked in. That was my tournament action for the weekend.
It seems like that baby doll from Louisville was barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
She's getting out of her weight class, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she was. I'm sure she'll be all right, though.
So they couldn't figure out how to guard Caitlin Clark at all. They would put a different person on her every possession.
Clearly, she had 41 points. Yeah. No one had even had a 30-point triple-double in the women's game.
Nope. I would imagine there have only been like a handful of even triple-doubles.
She accomplished the first ever to have a 30-point triple-double, and then she got a 41-point triple-double.
She's a beast.
Very impressive. Very impressive. Shout out to
we need her versus South Caitlin Carolina.
Clark. She's cold. Yeah, for sure.
That's something I'm actually interested in. If they get there, are they on the same side?
I have no clue.
I don't either. Cam?
No, they're not. They're not. Opposite. So we can get it. They play the winner of Ohio State versus Virginia Tech tonight. That's who Iowa gets.
So we can still get them in the championship?
Yep.
Yeah, UConn lost, so if Tennessee had won, we could have got there against Ohio State instead of...
If I would have told you before the year you went as far as UConn did, though, you probably would have taken it, huh?
Yeah.
Seeing how they had made, like, what was it, 14 straight Final Fours or something like that? 14 straight Final Fours and 16 straight Elite Eights, I think.
Charles Barkley says that
LeBron James...
has the greatest story in the history of sports. No scandal to be number one ready at 18 to where he is 21 years later.
Is it better to have no scandal or to have a scandal and come back?
Well, according to Chuck, LeBron has the best story.
Okay. I'm just asking you, though. Is it better to have a scandal and come back? Or?
I like a good comeback story.
That's what I'm saying. I thought we all did.
Actually, my favorite sort of story arc is a guy who's at the top and he peaks for a long time, and then you see him fall off and just by the end.
Like Tiger coming back to win the Masters.
I like a Scorsese storyline. A guy that's great for a long time, and then you see him decline, and he goes off the kind of off the deep end by the end. And he never gets it back.
Oh, he never gets it back.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to be a loser.
It's more of a tragic story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You call that a Scorsese story? I thought that's more like a Shakespeare story, no?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I mean, Shakespeare wrote tragedy.
That's kind of how I look at Scorsese.
So you think he just ripped
Scorsese
off?
Scorsese protagonist.
You think he just ripped off all of, like, Shakespeare stuff?
No, I don't.
It's kind of a Shakespeare thing
to
have a tragedy. Like I said, all those are tragedies.
Yeah. That was.
Romeo and Juliet, you know.
A real tragedy.
Yeah.
Real tragedy, Romeo and Juliet. How many other Shakespeare works could you name?
Got at least Hamlet and Macbeth. Which ones? Hamlet and Macbeth. Taming of the Shrew.
More than I thought you'd get. Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah. I know that one just because it's 10 Things I Hate About You was based off of. Hmm. It's basically about like a wild woman that a man has to tame. Taming of the Shrew.
There was a girl at the park yesterday.
I know you feel real dumb that I just Shakespeared all over your face.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. To be or not to be, huh? There was a...
That is the question.
There was a girl yesterday at the park who kind of disgusted me. She was riding...
That's funny. She said the same thing to her friends.
I'm sure.
About this guy she met at the park.
We didn't meet, but she was riding her bicycle with her husband.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And there were two kids with him. Okay. All right?
Tandem bicycle?
Probably not if they had a kid.
No, there were four bicycles.
Okay.
And I was sitting on the bench meditating, as I do. And
what do you do when you meditate? You close your eyes?
I close my eyes.
You, like, listen to stuff?
No, I don't listen to anything. I sit on the bench.
You don't listen to, like, a meditation thing?
No, what I do is I get my steps in.
Okay.
I do my laps down there. And then on my last one, my reward is sitting on the bench and soaking in the sun. So I sit down on the bench, and I close my eyes, and I let the sun hit me in the face. Okay. And I just listen. I listen to the river flow. I listen to the birds chirp. I listen to whatever is going on around me. So let me tell you what starts going on around me. Okay. I'm sitting there peaceful. Everything's good. I can feel the grass on my toes. And then all of a sudden I hear these bicycles.
The grass on your toes.
Yeah. I hear these bicycles.
You're shoeless?
Yeah, of course. It's called grounding. You have to be one with the earth. But I hear the sound of bicycles. Chains.
Are you naked?
Am I what?
Naked.
No.
So you're just like not.
I'm at a public park.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're acting like you're grounding. I feel like if you're grounding, you're naked laying in the grass.
Well, my feet are naked. I mean,
you're just half-assing it, if anything.
Do you expect me to take off my clothes in a public park?
No, but you could do it at home. You could do it at home if you were really about it. Keep going.
I could.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, I could. That's fine. Actually, we have a fenced-in backyard.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that, but it's
I mean, just
idea.
If you're trying to really be one with the earth, I just don't think of laying there with clothes. I just think taking your shoes off to quote unquote ground is really like just look at me. I'm a meditation guy.
It's actually quite the opposite. I don't want anyone looking at me. I wish there was no one down there
besides me. But you still sort of want to kind of do it and still like want to.
No. It's not
without,
a look at me
again.
Just
without going full.
Again, this
without
is
actually going through with it.
It's another thing where you obviously don't know what you're talking about. You don't know me, what I do then, because that's not me. I wish there were no people down there.
I know that you take your shoes off.
Why do you think I'm a look at me guy?
I know that you take
it. I wish there was no one there.
It's not about people looking at you. It's about you feeling like you're doing something that other people do. I think that's it. You think you're doing real meditation by taking your shoes off, but you're not.
No. I'm doing what I know I like and what is peaceful to me.
That's fine. You said actually it's called grounding. So I mean, like you.
Well, there's some science behind it. There's a connection with if you must know the color green releases a lot of endorphins.
Sure.
And walking in the grass gives you those endorphins.
Yeah.
It puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know.
I've just always heard of people just laying in the grass, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can lay in the grass, you know, but I mean.
Just get naked and laying in the grass. That's what I thought the process. Anyways, keep going with
the
story.
I don't think you have to get naked to. People wore clothes back in the day, too. They wore like. Anyway, so I hear the sound of bicycle chains as I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, here comes some kids on some bikes. Here comes a family. Okay. And I hear the mom. And she says, Huxley, where are you going?
Huxley?
Hux, what are you doing? And she's talking to the one kid.
Is Huxley
and
a cool
guess
name?
What the other kid's name was?
Shiloh.
Finn.
Ah.
The other kid's name was
Huck and Finn. Oh, I get it.
And you talk about being cringy. She said she kept calling them Hux and Finn. But she put an S on the end of Huck.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably outing this woman with her.
She probably listens.
With her Huck Finn kids. Yeah, maybe.
She probably doesn't, but her husband probably doesn't. He wants to kill us right now, probably.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was very chuggy that she named her children Huck and Finn. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But when you think about it, they are the type of people that would be right there in, like, South Knoxville. You know, she Subaru. Type crowd.
You guys, just want to point out, you guys are in the same park, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I do take my walks there too. Yeah, that's not me though. I would never name my kids Huck Finn. You know what I mean?
Sure.
See if you can say Huck Finn 10 times fast.
I'm good
without messing it up. Huck Finn, Huck Finn, Huck Finn, Huck Finn, Huck Finn. You know that? You know the one that's like, how much pud could a fud pucker puck if a fud pucker could puck fud? You know that one? Do that one.
I've never heard that one. I've heard the woodchuck and wood.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood? That one's easy. But because there's no mess up that would be an FCC violation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Speaking of FCC violations, we drank last week when you weren't here.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Pretty chuggy, but whatever. It's kind of the whole look at me stuff I'm talking about, but that's fun. Hey, look at me, guys.
Nobody was looking at us.
I'm so wild, guys. I'm going to get drunk on air. That's what I do. I'm Cody.
Oh, no. We did not get drunk
seems
on kinda, air.
This seems kind of what I was talking about.
No.
Seems to be exactly the type of stuff I was talking about.
Nobody was looking at us.
Hey, guys, we're going to talk about getting drunk.
No, it was not getting drunk.
No, you were talking about it a lot. I got tweets about it. That's all people talking about. I don't think you kept it private.
We just had a little cocktail.
But how much did you talk about it?
Not that much.
I'm a maniac. I'm Cody. I'm drunk.
We actually had a really good show without you.
Good. All it took was getting drunk to do it.
We did not get drunk.
I didn't sip anything. Jake, I'm in control back here. I can't.
Good job by you, Cam.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Jake Merklinger is.
Was that the end of the story? That just the kid's name is Huck and Finn?
Yeah.
That was the end of the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got on your nerves.
I didn't know what she did.
Well, no, we were talking.
You were just bothered by what she named her kid?
Well, you started talking about Shakespeare, and it made me think of.
Yeah, he didn't write that.
Like old. Well, I know, but it made me think of that. Old books. I would read in an English literature class.
Okay.
I was like, oh, yeah. What do you. Do you like Mark Twain? Do you like his stuff? What's your favorite part? Did you ever read the Tom Sawyer one?
Yeah, I mean, I like the fencing thing where he's painting fences and tricked his friends.
Who's your favorite character in that book?
I really don't have one. I don't really remember anything from like outside of the fence thing, and then like thinking it was weird that little kid was going down the river by himself with an old black man. I just thought that was kind of weird.
What was his name?
I don't know.
The guy he was going down the river with.
Yeah, I have no clue.
You don't remember his name?
No, it didn't do much for me.
Oh.
What was his name?
It's problematic.
Oh. I have no idea what his name was.
Jim was his name, but
oh, was it Jim Crow?
No. It's
anyways. Okay. I think I know.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Twain,
Mark Twain, big racist.
No, he was doing political commentary. He was doing social commentary.
Sure. That's what I'd say, too. Elon Musk paid $44 billion to purchase Twitter last year.
Uh-huh.
The company is now worth an estimated $20 billion. Well, so about half of what it was worth.
If I'm Elon Musk, I'm saying, well, guys, it's still worth $20 billion. It's more than what you got.
Seems like maybe not the best venture for Elon.
Yeah, but I would still say I got $20 billion. So.
Have you seen that scientists created mice out of two dads for the first time ever?
I did see that.
That's kind of a big
thing. It kind of sucked to be mice to just constantly get experimented on.
Just like, I'm not even homosexual.
No, I don't want to have sex with this boy mice. No.
You're a heterosexual mouse and they force you against your will to have gay mice sex.
Stop it.
I don't think that's how it works.
This is not at all what I wanted.
Well, I just meant being experimented on in general.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I just want to chill and have sex with my mice woman and just also just want to be left alone. I don't want to constantly be given medicine to see if it works or to see if like I'm going to grow any extra ears or kidneys or anything.
Just trying to live out
there.
Yeah,
just leave me alone. I don't want to do it. Whatever happened to consent?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to consent, you know?
Consent does not exist among mice.
It doesn't. And it's messed up. It's sad.
Have you ever posted a GIF of a black person?
Yeah.
It's like Like, will you do the one? I know you.
I love the Alonzo Mourning one.
The like nodding on the bench.
Yeah, yeah. I love that one.
Well, you may be guilty of digital blackface.
I saw this. Was it CNN that wrote this?
Yes. If you're white and you've ever posted a GIF or a meme of a black person to express a strong emotion,
I do believe in digital blackface. I don't
clearly
think,
you're a big proponent of it.
No. I believe that in the phrase digital blackface, and there are certain things that make me feel icky. This is not one of them, but like I do know there's a lot of like Twitter accounts that have black people as their heads, and that they're white, but that they're posing them being black. To me, that's what digital blackface is, and I do have a problem with that.
Yeah,
what's an example of that? Like if I'm
anybody trying to like start stuff,
well, like in the Tennessee, what? It can be problematic in the sense of like there's certain people who like pose as black to that way they can speak for black people and you know go and you know argue with the bots or argue as a bot basically where they're like you know
political discourse
as a black man this doesn't offend me. You're like okay,
then occasionally they accidentally say they
right. Well, you're just like we know you're not actually black, but
how do we know though?
You can usually.
If you start by saying, as a black man.
That's usually a.
That means you're white, usually.
Yeah.
As a black man, I must tell you. That does sound like something a white person would say.
Well, there was that also. There was that.
It was like a political guy, right? But
I don't even know if it was a political guy.
Oh, yeah. He thought he was on his burner.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
He was like,
about.
As a black man, it was.
As a gay black man or whatever. Like, but no, there's also like somebody that got famous, like a white writer. I want to say he was a male writer. He might have been posing as a woman, but he was posing as a woman. I can't remember.
It was Mark Twain, actually.
But I thought he was posing like as a black woman and like was doing like black women commentary as a white man. And like that, to
What's
me.
What's the point of that?
What? Well, because like, I mean, you can gain. You know, clout? Followers and gain clout. And, yeah, like, if you're a struggling white male, you can, you know, just... I think he might have just been writing as a white woman. But to me, that's what digital blackface is, not posing a meme.
Well, you could also...
As a clearly a white person, I can post the Alonzo Mourning meme, and that's not problematic.
If I posted, like, Samuel L. Jackson as my profile pic, would I be engaged in digital blackface?
You know, as a celebrity, probably not. I would say there's different rules. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, a Tennessee fan base, I feel like we do it. There's a lot of people like the Alvin Kamara, Abby.
Yeah, racist.
I'm not calling them racist. I'm just saying, like.
All. Every one of them.
Not saying racist. I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
You could do the same thing with beautiful women, couldn't you?
Well, yeah. Like, it's called catfishing.
You could gain clout that way.
Oh, for sure.
It's like.
Well, I mean, there was that Sarah Phillips girl on ESPN. Remember her?
Yeah. Oh, the reporter?
No. Sarah Phillips was like a Deadspin writer.
Yeah.
She was a Page 2 writer on ESPN and was like this really cute blonde and she would, like really cute blonde and she was funny. And you're like, that was the first red flag. You found a funny woman that's also cute and talks about sports.
Right.
And you're just like, hold on. But then it ended up being like an Indian man.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was just an Indian guy posing as that woman.
Sorry.
And it was like his girlfriend or whatever, but like basically... It ended up he was using her and like stole a bunch of like of those Willy Wonka accounts and like Will Ferrell accounts. Remember those like the first like meme accounts like Will Ferrell was like Phil Werrell and like Wonka meme like you know so tell me so you're this and this tell me more. Like,
I used to use the Forever Alone one, the big rock face.
Okay,
I used to like that.
Yeah, but like used and basically like he hustled all of them out of like to giving them their account. Like, he bought their accounts, but, like, didn't pay them and, like, got their accounts by saying he was going to hire them at, like, ESPN type of thing and, like, basically weaseled them all out.
That's a pretty good scam.
But he was posing as, like, a cute blonde. And, the guys were like, well, I didn't think I was getting scammed by somebody who worked at ESPN. And, like, ESPN hired her without ever, like, interviewing her face-to-face. So, like, even interviewing her on Skype, they just hired her. So, like, that's not blackface, obviously, but that's, like, a form of what we're talking about.
Blonde face, I think.
Yeah, I mean, she was catfish, but, like, you know, more than that.
Yeah, love catfish. A trans woman was left sobbing in the JFK airport after a TSA agent hit her testicles, according to a report from the Post.
We're 23 minutes in. We should have ended before. Cam, send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Cam, you said we got some confirmed updates about the Nashville shooting.
Yeah, this is via News Channel 5. I guess over there in Nashville or wherever this is located. Yeah, it's in Nashville. Basically, the toll is up to 7, confirmed by the Metro Nashville Police Department.
Are we still only at 3 kids, or has that grown as well?
I haven't seen a confirmation on that. Okay. I've seen at least 2 adults. I haven't seen the people on the 7. They also said the shooter appears to be a girl in her teens.
What?
Armed with 2 assault-style rifles and a handgun.
So it was a woman?
A girl.
Or a girl? I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, a girl?
A girl shooter.
They got the first call about the shooter at 10:13 a.m., and the shooter was shot and killed by police at 10:27 a.m.
I'm genuinely shocked that it was
a pretty good response
a girl.
They got the first call at 10:13, and she was dead at 10:27?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a pretty good job by the cops.
Police chief now saying 3 kids and 3 adults dead, and then the shooter.
Not including the shooter, yeah. So
maybe some, personnel around there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, geez, a woman in her teens. So, she entered through the side door and was found on the 2nd floor.
Pretty wild. You don't see that very often.
No, I mean, I'm trying to think
if I've ever seen that.
I've never seen a female mass shooter.
I mean, unless I'm just completely blanking on one.
No, it's typically men that commit violent crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 includes the shooter.
I'm going to guess she had some issues.
Well, she clearly had issues. Anybody that would get to that level has clearly had issues, but this doesn't fit the old profile, the talking point profiles about guys and incels and sex and all these things. Because, I mean,
that's usually what it is. Is like a,
yeah, to me, it usually sounds. It always seems like the lone wolf guy who can't.
It's
have
like,
any
a,
luck
it's like a skinny white guy that
doesn't have any luck with girls.
Yeah,
is usually what it comes down to. Awkward transition.
Well, anyway,
I feel really bad saying that I went to see John Wick yesterday.
Heard it's awesome.
It's so good.
I'm very excited. I'm going this week for sure.
It's so good. But like in that movie, there's like 400 people getting shot.
Oh, the boys in the chat groups, they're already talking about banning guns. Hasn't taken long at all. The debate has sparked back up.
Oh yeah, I was going to. You should see Bill
your
Lee's.
It's wild that it goes immediately to that.
Please tell your friends they're skipping a step. We're at the step now where we say we can't politicize this and just send thoughts and prayers.
Candace Owens tweeted 19 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Just pray.
Yeah. Please know that your friends are skipping some steps. We don't talk politics yet. We just pray.
I'll fix it.
And then we hope that there's no more political discussion about it, that we just pray, and then that we have a God problem is what we'll get to. And just, nothing about mental health, nothing about, gun measures, nothing like that. It's simply pray about it and don't make it political.
Yeah, but the Christian school.
And by don't make it political, we mean don't talk anything about doing anything to the guns or
Christian
background checks.
School where they probably prayed this morning.
They definitely did.
Well, I'm very curious.
It's Christian school.
I'm very curious as to
motives.
Yeah, or just like connections to like the school. Did the girl go to that school like at one point? Did she have
it said it
a family
was a,
member there?
A teenage girl.
Well, I know, but she could have gone, teenagers could be in 6th grade at some point. Like, I mean, she could only be a couple years removed from it. I mean, I'm interested to see what the connection there is, if any.
Yeah, that's wild.
Family member in school, I don't know, but that's obviously horrific.
Regardless. Nashville is lucky to have Bob Mueller reporting on this. I know that much. Channel 2 guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know Bob Mueller?
No, I don't.
WKRN.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, that's what an anchorman should look like.
Nice mustache.
Oh, yeah. Guy's been around there forever. He actually interviewed George Jones. He was one of the guys, when George Jones was drunk driving on the lawnmower?
Mm-hmm. He was one of the guys.
Bob Mueller was one of the guys right there, that famous interview. Or it might have been a different time George Jones was drunk driving, but the highway interview where he's talking to the cops, he's like, I was not drunk. I am not drunk. Bob Mueller was there on the scene way back in the 70s.
Shooter still has not been identified. Unclear if there's a connection to the school. 7 people, including the shooter, have died, according to the last report there from.
Yeah, if she's under 18, they don't have to identify, I don't think.
Yeah. 2 assault rifles and a handgun, so.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I can't believe the group chat is already talking about guns.
Well, maybe this will be the time we all solve it.
Mute. Do what?
I said maybe this will be the time we all figure it out and solve it. I'm sure this one will be different.
Definitely, mm-hmm. This will be the one.
Here comes that onion tweet again.
Yeah. your friends will be the ones that solve the problem. Yeah. All of their discourse in there will fix the issue.
Yeah. What is the onion thing? Can't believe this happened again. Or there's
nothing.
There's nothing we can do about it. Says nation that it only happens in.
Yeah. The only place it happens. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Pray.
Like I said, John Wick was really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You saw the fourth one?
Yeah.
Did you watch that in New York City or here?
No, I watched it here yesterday. 2 hours and 40 minutes, but best compliment I can give it is that it didn't seem that long at all.
That's good.
How many are they going to make?
They're doing a spinoff movie next year.
Is that a movie or a TV show? With Ana de Armas, she's playing like in the Russian ballet thing or whatever. Like, I don't know if that's a movie.
I follow the movie, but it could be a TV show.
It might be. It might be, Kim. I don't.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
But the director or writer of John Wick said that they're done with the John Wick movies for now, unless like some big inspiration strikes or basically say like if the box office goes crazy, they'll explore like some more of the universe and stuff. But for now, they're done with it.
I have a new actress I'm attracted to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Do you know Haley Lou Richardson?
I don't think so.
She's in White Lotus.
Okay. Oh, I've seen people talk about her.
She's very girl next door like.
Nice.
She's cute, you know?
Yeah.
She plays an assistant to this woman named Tanya.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good show. I mean,
I've heard good things about it.
We're already in the second season now. Completed the first season, about halfway through the second.
Okay. Did you watch Succession last night?
Ooh, no. No, I didn't.
Fake fan over here.
I gotta watch it.
I'm counting down the days. I can't wait for Succession.
Well, Dude, it was out.
No.
Poser.
The HBO is on the living room TV.
Poser.
It's on the living room TV.
Uh-huh.
And my friend has not seen it yet, so I couldn't just start.
You didn't remember it came on.
No, I did remember, but I'd forgotten that it was...
So you didn't remember?
I did know it was on because we talked about it last week.
You didn't know last night that it
Well, no,
came
it
out.
Slipped my mind last night.
So you'd forgotten, like I said.
Well, I had a lot going on last night.
Clearly.
Busy.
But I'm just saying you forgot.
I'm a busy guy, you know?
Sure.
Now I remember, though. So now I'm gonna try to watch it today, I guess. Was it good? Did you watch?
I watched the last two of last season and then the first one of this season. I didn't get through my whole rewatch, but I did the last two and then this one.
Yeah, I need to catch up a little bit.
It was good. So between that and John Wick, I had myself a nice little Sunday.
Nice.
Can you Google Haley Lou Richardson and see what you think? Condition.
I'm sure she's an attractive blonde.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's not just blonde, though. She's
I don't need to Google her to see that.
Well, I just want to know what you think.
It's going to be your exact type. I can already picture what it is. It's going to be a cookie-cutter girl that the rest of society has deemed beautiful that you've now discovered that you're going to be obsessed with, and then you'll forget about her.
That's not my type.
That is your type.
She has an interesting face.
Okay.
Google her.
I'm good.
Well, if you're not going to Google her, will you at least Google Bob Mueller?
No, I'm playing this game.
What are you playing?
This game where I'm trying to...
Is that Candy Crush?
No, it's not Candy Crush. It's like Clan, Crowd Control or something.
Clan?
I don't even know.
Be careful.
I shoot little blobs of
you
people
shoot,
out of
you
cannons.
You shoot who in the Clan?
I shoot blobs out of cannons, and they have to beat these big monsters and knock them all back.
That's
oh, nice. It's
them.
Got a Confederate flag logo at the top. Seems like a cool game.
I was wondering why that guy's name was Robert. It all makes sense now.
Making our way, the only way we know how.
Yeah.
You like the Dukes of Hazzard?
Of course.
When's the last time you watched? Did you like the movie?
No, not particularly.
With Jessica Simpson and those...
I mean, she
those,
was hot. Jessica Simpson was very hot in it as Daisy Duke. And Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott. I mean, I remember it.
Had Willie Nelson at the end. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, why was Willie Nelson in it?
Was he playing was like smoking the weed.
Okay, I don't know if he was playing the
Waylon. Weed with Willie at the end of the...
I didn't know if he was playing the Waylon character or something.
I used to like it when I was a kid. It's a good movie.
The movie or the show?
Both.
Yeah, I don't know how the show holds up, and I'm sure it's still good. Probably a little problematic. I'm sure there's a lot of problematic stuff in it.
Like what?
I mean, it's a Confederate flag on the car to start with, so I'm sure it's a...
What would you think if I just got a Confederate flag like window sticker and put it on my car?
I thought you were going to go a tattoo. I was going to say a tattoo. I'm actually surprised you don't have one.
But if I had,
although your Power T tattoo is pretty close to.
Don't tell people I have that.
That Power T tattoo is pretty close to a Confederate flag tattoo.
You know I'm embarrassed about that. Don't tell people
that. Pretty close.
What would you do though if you saw that you just pulled up one day and I had a bumper sticker that?
It'd be hard.
Not that you ever pull up to my car.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually you're already here.
We were close, though.
Yeah. I use the reflection.
Speaking of which, I need my key card back.
Oh, okay. I lost it. I use the...
That's why I was sitting in my car waiting on you to get here, because I'd given you my...
Oh, I forgot I had that.
Yeah.
I hope I still have it. I use the reflection of your car, though, to see where to pull up on the curb, on the...
Okay.
Concrete thing.
Yeah, so make sure you don't scrape and hit.
Yep, I always look into the side of your car because you can see the light shine off. I can see my reflection in your car.
Smart.
It's really smart. It's really smart. Most people wouldn't think to do that.
You got a big brain. I've always said that.
Yeah, that's true. I'll have to get your card out of my wallet. My wallet's in the car.
Yeah, I do want it back because I usually beat you here, so I don't want to have to.
Yeah, well, it's in the car.
I don't want to have to be at Charlie's beck and call, because sometimes those guys take a lot of shows off.
Yeah, and then other times they just leave the door open.
Yeah, it's very weird. Either the door's going to be wide open or they're not going to be here doing a show.
I really do wish the door was open.
Well, then turn the air conditioning off. I did
turn the air conditioning off. I've just got the fan running.
I cannot do...
It's so weird to me how you don't... You have a weird thing about doors being open.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I do. I don't like the doors to be open
like,
if the air conditioning's on.
I would prefer the outside door be open and both of these doors be open.
Well, I don't want to get bugs. Like I said, waste air condition. Air condition is one of the best inventions. Air condition is one of the best inventions ever and shall be treated as such.
We could turn it off and we could just let the fresh air blow in. This place needs fresh air.
No, it doesn't.
You always
you
close
just
that
about
door.
Everything.
That door would be so good to be open.
When people are out there, it gets loud. Like here in a bit, when Bear's getting ready to bust through, it would be loud. You could hear him.
You could hear him come in, and then we could shut it the last hour. But nobody comes in here from noon to two.
Well, they used to, and sometimes they do. Sometimes Jake and them come in here on the phone and stuff, and Charlie's out there yelling on the phone the first hour. Like it's a.
Not often.
Cam, send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Gonna see what your thoughts were on Greg and Tom calling themselves the Disgusting Brothers on Succession, but you haven't watched
whoa,
yet.
Whoa, spoilers! There's a lot of people that have
brothers.
Not seen that yet.
Not real fans, but I didn't take you for much of a real fan. Cam, what else have we missed? Anything we need to kick on postseason basketball, college basketball, the Final Four set? I feel like we talked a lot about Rick Barnes. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of waiting to see if we get any decisions from seniors,
yep.
Transfer portal, both in and out. It feel like, to me, the biggest of the questions when it comes to returning players for me is what happens with Julian Phillips, because I don't know if he's ready for the NBA just yet, although I know at his size and athleticism, he's probably going to test well at the combine and could be a late first or early second round pick. He came in as a lottery pick, and that's been ruined. It's another in the long list of Rick Barnes guys ruined and had their draft stock, you know, kind of tanked.
Losing kids millions, yep.
But I also could see him just transferring, because if you get 12 minutes last game of the year, it doesn't seem like you are necessarily solidified here at your school.
Yeah, he's the big domino that will decide a lot, I feel like. I don't know if the seniors' decisions impact him or not. I don't know. It was probably, you know, discussions behind the closed doors of what they would promise him for next year as far as playing time and stuff like that to an extent. So, yeah, wait and see on him. Just could be a lot of, you know, we mentioned all the seniors, could be a lot of kind of turnover next year.
Yeah, the roster could be drastically different. What is your level of confidence that Rick Barnes is back next year? The only way he would not be back is if he were tired. I just want to get that out there. He's not getting fired.
Couldn't get that lucky.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced he'll be back next year.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's going to be here. He's going to be here. He's going to be over there at the breakfast joint.
Well, I could see him retiring.
For free.
I could see him retiring.
Wish he would.
If all of his seniors left.
See, this is not a good day for me because I'm going to be super negative.
Yeah, this is funny because last
super
week.
Super Barnes negative.
This is funny because last week. I never do that. I'm never super negative.
I know. Well, I think it's kind of justified. Remember, you were making fun of me for saying I wanted to watch something new. And now.
You can't have it both ways. I was also making fun of you for saying it was House Money. And you've gone from House Money to now you want to fire Barnes.
Well, when it's in the game.
How do you go from House Money to wanting a guy fired? You said, as long as you make the second round, I'm going to be happy and job well done and all that stuff. And now you're.
Second weekend.
Well, yeah. Make it through the first weekend means to get it to the second weekend. I mean, and they did. And,
In a way, I still feel that way. But when you're watching the game, it's frustrating.
Well, yeah, the game was Thursday. It's Monday, and you're still saying the same thing.
Yeah.
This isn't you heated the moment. I believe both things. This is you 4 days. That's what I laugh about. That's what I make fun of, is you just say both things.
No, it's because my standard is lower because I know what to expect from Barnes. And I wish it could be higher. But because I know it's Barnes, I understand. So am I happy? No, I'm not happy, but am I content because it's what I expected? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm content. You know, Sweet 16 is cool. You know, should have been a Final Four, but then again, there's 300 and something teams that can't even get in the tournament.
Does it make you feel better or worse, Cam, that all the one seeds went home before the Elite Eight for the first time?
Ever?
No, because I think we kind of talked about it all season that we knew this was going to be a pretty crazy tournament with just the parity of the way the teams were this year. If anything, I guess maybe it makes people feel better that FAU ended up going to the Final Four. After that, I had a couple people try to use that logic.
Well, we are good at that. Usually, the team that beats us does go on a nice little run.
Yeah, I hate that because I feel like it's still a missed opportunity. So I'm not going
to
really justify
just
there.
We would have lost to Kansas State. Don't worry.
Probably. I don't know. It is what it is. Kind of moved on at this point. Locked in on Caitlin Clark's run.
What do you make of the NIL talk? Like that's the reason that this year you had all these different teams.
Well, there was a lot of transfers because of that, honestly, I'd say. Like we talked about it, Nigel Pack in Miami.
Is that good for the sport?
It's good for these teams.
I mean, this tournament's been fun.
I like it. Well, I think you're seeing some people who say they're saying things like it's going to be the lowest rated Final Four ever and nobody cares to watch these teams. I'm actually a little bit more interested.
Well, I would simply.
Without the Blue Bloods.
I mean, I would. Without the Blue Bloods or without the top seeds? Because those are different things. Because, like, North Carolina was not in the tournament. Kentucky was a six seed. Duke was a
five
seed.
They're one in the same this year, though.
What?
They're one and the same this year. There's no Blue Bloods or high seeds.
I'm asking, though. Like, which is the – like, were people going to line up to watch Houston and Houston play? Were people lining up to watch Alabama play or Kansas?
I think Alabama was very intriguing in this tournament.
I don't know. I'd be curious to see what the TV –
because of the storyline. I mean,
I don't know how many people – like, it's not like college basketball has been pushing that storyline to the casuals. Like, I would say to bring in big TV viewership, you got to have like an underdog or like a really hated team. And like Alabama's neither of those things. And I would say most of the people that don't keep up with college basketball don't really know the story of Brandon Miller. So like I would say that doesn't do anything for TV ratings.
Is Florida Atlantic the lowest seed since, well, I guess Loyola was what, an 11 when they made the Final Four?
Yeah. I mean,
I was going to say since George Mason, but that's definitely not true.
I don't know which ones. I think VCU was after George Mason. VCU was a 12 seed, right?
Were they?
Yeah. VCU was a 12. Also, I think it's pretty cool with that George Mason team was coached by Miami's head coach. That 06 George Mason?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Larrañaga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Yeah, Jim Larrañaga?
Cool
His players seem to like him.
Yeah.
He was doing his locker
room. I thought he was done for. He had that one comeback with Shane Larkin when they were like the two seed and got knocked out semi-early. And then I feel like they haven't been very good the last couple of years. I was like, ah, oh, it's just kind of a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm. But he seems then like a cool
back-to-back Jim. Elite Eights, Final Four.
He seems like a cool Jim Boeheim. Like, if Jim Boeheim was cool, he'd be Jim Larrañaga.
I would
they
say
kind of look alike, don't they?
Well, they're just old white guys.
But they're bald, and they're...
I don't think either one of them Jim, are bald.
Well, yeah, they are. Jim Larrañaga.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Well, I mean, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, actually, it's Larrañaga.
Yeah.
Larrañaga. Also, he's Spanish.
He didn't put the Inye over his name until he got to Miami.
Oh, really?
I feel like he's like, I'm going to embrace my culture.
Fits him better there. Does he Southern. Not? He looks a lot like.
Is Jim Larrañaga bald, though? Like, he's got hair.
They're both named Jim. They look a lot alike. Jim Larrañaga.
Again, you keep dodging. He's got hair. He's not bald.
Dude, just go to Google Images, type in Jim Larrañaga, and then go to a separate page and type in Jim Boeheim. Tell me they do not
tell
look
me he
similar.
Doesn't have hair, though. He's got hair. He's not bald.
It's not. Yeah, he's got a little bit of hair.
He's not bald.
Okay, he's got a little bit.
He's not bald.
He's pretty much bald.
He's not bald. He's got hair on the sides and top.
They look like they could be brothers. Type in Jim Boeheim.
I don't know what Jim Boeheim looks like. And he's also not bald, like I said. He's got hair, too.
I understand there's a little bit of hair. They're
both
they're
not
basically
bald. No, they're not.
This sounds really personal to you.
As a bald man, I think it's offensive.
Are they not more bald than they are hair covered?
I would say
fairly bald.
I would say, especially when you consider their age, they're not bald at all.
They are.
They're both like 80.
Okay, balding. Whatever. I'm just saying, with the glasses, the face, and the top of the head.
They are both old guys with wrinkles.
Both named Jim.
Glasses.
They favor each other.
Sure. They could be brothers.
They could be brothers. That's all I wanted you to say. Thanks. Yep. Thanks. That means it's a good comparison.
And neither are bald. You call them both bald guys. Okay. Neither of them are bald.
Neither one are technically bald.
Neither are bald.
I just feel like Jim Larrañaga is like the cool brother.
Sure.
And then Jim Boeheim is just kind of a jerk. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? Jim Larrañaga's team is going to the Final Four. Jim Boeheim couldn't even get his team in the tourney.
His team plays – Larrañaga's teams play way more fun than Jim Boeheim's do. No worried about zone there. These boys are just going to run it and try to outscore you. Just shoot a bunch of shots and just have some good guards and attack the rim and shoot threes. They play a fun
Sounds
style of basketball.
Fun,
yeah, they play a fun style of basketball.
Jim
and again, to me,
the...
that's just been the big thing watching the tournament is just how much more fun all these other teams look compared to ours.
Yeah, that's
so much fun out there.
There's not really anybody in the SEC that plays that way except like Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Who also gave Tennessee problems, so maybe we should have saw the FAU stuff coming because Barnes could not figure out how to beat that mid-Missouri team.
It's almost like basketball should be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, basketball, I've always felt, and this is one of my criticisms of Barnes, is like basketball should not be as structured and micromanaged. And it's weird to call it a micromanage because it's not like he calls timeouts and really manages anything. So, like, micromanage isn't even the right term because I would say he's...
I think he's just making it worse.
I'd say he's pretty laissez-faire whenever it comes to, like, the actual, like,
set.
Is
that how you say that?
Maybe laissez-faire, but I always heard laissez-faire, but...
I don't know how.
Laissez-faire.
I know the term, but I don't know how you say it.
I know laissez right, but I don't know if it's fair or faire. I don't know. I've heard two different ways.
Laissez-faire.
That's what it means, hands off. But, like... So, yeah, calling Barnes a micromanager, I don't think is accurate. I want to backtrack on that. But it's like we're so structured and overthinking everything. We don't just roll the basketball out and play, and I think sometimes we should just roll the basketball out and play.
I think you can tell that with the way some of the kids play sometimes. I think that's why the players get a little neutered and why, you know, it almost seem like they hesitate at times.
Yeah. I think you need to roll the ball out and play and be more, you know, free-flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And giving up buckets aren't the worst thing in the world if you can get buckets on the other end.
Yeah, it's like last year. Like that's why I always thought the issue was with like Kenny Chandler. Like Barnes had just been like, "Hey, dude, you're the best player on the floor. Go get me a bucket."
Well, I thought we switched that after he was in his head and playing very bad until he got benched against Texas, and then he almost came back and said, "Bleep it, I'm the best player. I'm gonna just play like it." And then I thought he did start attacking the rim more and playing a little bit more, you know, freely. And I didn't think that was Tennessee's problem last year at all. I thought Tennessee. It had kind of switched for them. And again, I gave Barnes no criticism at all for losing to Michigan. I just thought guys missed wide open shots, and you know, sometimes that happens. So I thought I'd hoped that Tennessee had, you know, gotten past it And then this year was just the complete opposite. This year, just, everything was just such a grind, and everything was so just hard to do, for lack of a better term. Everything was like getting blood out of a turnip. You're just squeezing, 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 hoping something comes out.
Where and does then you that watch come from?
Being broke.
There's no blood in a turnip.
Right, that's the saying.
Is that the point?
You can't squeeze blood from a turnip. That's what you would say if you were broke. What do you want from me? Jim, I ain't got no money. Can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. Hmm. You owe me money. What do you want for it?
I wonder where that originated.
Just being a broke farmer.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Turnips, I guess, are red, right? Are they? I'm picturing. Maybe that's beets I'm picturing. I don't know.
Turnips look kind of like beets, I think.
Okay. That's what I was picturing. That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of look like onions, too. They grow out of the ground, kind of like potatoes. How do you make turnip greens?
No, you're just making the turnip green by letting it ripe.
But like when you eat turnip greens, why are they're different looking than turnips?
Yeah, because you let them ripe. They become green.
A turnip is a lot more like a radish.
The Fan Run live stream is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. If you're not active right now because of any pain or discomfort that is keeping you from your activities, check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. Located in Memphis, but people come from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life without surgery. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. LindermanSportsMedicine.com.